Well, Monsanto has a secret weapon when it comes to pushing new traits that are stacked onto one another in their corn hybrids. And that secret is found on the dry side of the island that many people believe is the coolest place to spend time. That's Hawaii. The weapon is based in the Maui community of Kauai, with the desolate lava land that has been reclaimed by seed companies for years now. One plot that Monsanto now operates on Maui has its roots in Trojan seeds, where they started seed breeding efforts in the late 60s. The main research facility for Monsanto and their lineup of DeKalb seeds was established in the early 90s, and it's just a couple of miles straight up from one of the prime beaches on this resort island paradise. The corn being grown in Hawaii by Monsanto is not designed to win a blue ribbon at the local county fair, but rather is designed to advance to the next generation, stacking one or more traits coming from a male tassel and hand-delivered to the female corn silk. Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives right after this. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And to get the best deal of the year, Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Our Midday Oklahoma Ag Conversation is with Dr. Temple Grandin today as we explore her concerns about beta agonists, and especially Zilmax, as relates to some problems that we find with lameness, some heat sensitivity by some of the feedlot animals we have across the countryside, especially here in the Southern Plains. We're back with Dr. Grandin in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com.
When it comes to credibility and the issue of animal welfare or animal well-being, you almost always have to think of the name Dr. Temple Grandin. Dr. Grandin, a professor at Colorado State University, one of those presenting to cattle industry leaders earlier this week in Denver regarding beta agonists. And she offered some thoughts about the concerns that she has of what's been seen thus far as the well-being of animals, a few animals anyway, coming out of feedlots after being fed a round of beta agonists before heading to be processed.
Well, there's certain cattle that are coming into the plants, sore-footed and sometimes down. The thing is, you can have pens of cattle that are on beta agonists that are just fine. You can have pens of cattle where there's a few animals with severe problems like sore-footedness and heat stress, but the other half of the lot is okay. There seems to be a real variable thing here, but there's certain groups of cattle coming into the plants, and I want to emphasize at the plants, that are coming in with some severe problems, and that problem's got to be solved.
And this as much as anything, this tender-footed nature and lameness.
This tender-footed thing that I've seen did not occur prior to the introduction of these products. You know, all 4 feet are tender. They act like they're walking on hot metal. Another packing plant guy said it's like walking on nails. Another guy called it pins and needles. They're hesitant to walk. It's like, you know, kids walking on hot pavement. They're just real hesitant to walk. And then some of the animals are heat stressed. and you get this odd, uneven effect. Now, I heard some very interesting data today about differences in feed intake at the feed yard. Maybe that has something to do with it. But the problem's got to be solved. And there's some pens of cattle that are absolutely fine. You know, but there are certain groups of cattle coming into the plant, and they are not okay. And it's a real severe welfare problem.
And you were saying that this is, that we just can't accept bad, simply can't
be
normal.
We cannot accept cattle that are stiff and reluctant to move as a new bad becoming normal. The pig industry made this mistake with genetic leg abnormalities to the point where their market pigs had half of them were severely lame. And that was genetic leg conformation. We cannot let bad become normal. It's stiff, slow feed yard cattle, you know, become normal.
When we think about, you know, how we maybe address this, what are some suggestions you have back to the industry?
Well, one thing would be, you know, collecting a lot of data to figure out exactly which cattle, which situations you have these problems. You know, there were some ideas presented at the seminar on leptin genetics, for one thing, and figure out what separates the good cattle from the bad cattle, and figure out maybe in the summertime you back off on these products. I've heard that some nutritionists in the summer are completely backing off on this stuff during hot weather.
Our conversation with Dr. Tipple Grandin of Colorado State University. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. Our thanks to Dr. Tipple Grandin for joining us today. Have yourself a great rest of your day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communication.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. And time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. And as we return back to business after our Labor Day holiday yesterday, the cattle futures, live cattle futures mixed here so far today. Feeder cattle futures higher. Hogs having a pretty good day as well. Over on the grains, the wheat futures are lower. Chicago wheat's lower. Corn's lower. And soybeans, though, significantly higher today, ranging from 11 to 32 cents higher on the day so far today. Well, you know what? We're going to run down all the markets. We're going to check your feedlots, your stockyards, as well as the futures markets. And we're going to get down to business when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker with Old Surety Life Insurance. In April, we celebrated our 81st birthday. And for 81 years, Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs. Old Surety specializes in Medicare supplement, and we know it can be confusing at times. I just wanted to let you know we can help. Our main goal is to make sure you have the right coverage at an affordable cost. Give Old Surety a call today and ask how you can save money on your Medicare supplement insurance or other insurance needs. When you call Old Surety, a real person answers the phone. No buttons to push. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Well, as we get back to business here today, we did see cash cattle trade on Friday. We saw $123 trade on Friday with a few head at $123.50. Boxed beef ended the day on Friday lower. Down, the choice was down 4 cents at $195.67. Select down 54 cents at $182.66. Choice select spread at 1301 with 140 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards, of course, off yesterday. They were closed for the holiday, and they're just now getting underway here today. Woodward Livestock Auction on Friday, 4,236 head. Feeder steers steady to two higher. Feeder heifers, 650 pounds, worth $2 higher. Heavier weight steady. Steer and heifer calves not well tested. Feeder steers medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 173.25 to 186. 6 to 7 weights, 151.50 to 166. 7 to 8 weights, 143.50 to 163. 8 to 9 weights, 147.35 to 155.60. 900,000 pounds, 141.50 to 147.75. Apache Livestock Auction, Apache, Oklahoma, 2,065 head. Feeder steers 2 to 3 higher. Feeder heifers steady to 4 higher. Steer calves, not enough numbers for a market test. Heifer calves, $3 lower. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 174.50 to 214. 5 to 6 weights, 155 to 172.50. 6 to 7 weights, 149.50 to 167.50. 7 to 8 weights, 151 to 155.25. 8 to 9 weights, 139.50 to 149. Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada, 1,722 head. Steer and heifer calves unevenly steady. Feeder cattle not established. Slaughter cows steady in a thin test. Feeder steers medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 194 to 240. 4 to 5 weights, 180 to 192.50. 5 to 6 weights, 159 to 176. 6 to 7 weights, 157 to 160. We will check the grains when we come back right after this. Farmers and ranchers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd. For hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing and vehicle information, and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner. He's host of the local live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Teamco Containment Systems, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and make deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres, which includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through 22nd. As we check the futures markets, October live cattle down 37, 126.42. December's down 27 at 130.20. October feeder cattle up 55 at 159.50. November's up 20 at 159.92. October hogs up 15 at 87.77. December's up 15 at 84.90. On the grain trade, Kansas City wheat, December's down 5 3/4 at 697 3/4. March down 6 at 705. May's down 5 3/4 at 710. September wheat, Chicago's down 7 1/4, 636. December's down 7 1/2, 646 1/2. September corn is down 8.5 at 486.5. December's down 10.75 at 471.25. March is down 10.25 at 484.25. September soybeans up 12.5, 1436.5. November up 28.75 at 1386.5. January is up 29.75, 1385. And October cotton down 74, 82.96. Down 74, 82.96. Dave Lanning on the radio.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, once again, Forrest Roberts of NCBA. We're back with Forrest again in just a moment.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time, and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667. Or just come see us.
He's the chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which means that Forrest Roberts has a couple of hats that he has to wear. One is the hat that he represents the policy side of the organization and members that belong to NCBA specifically. Then he's got the checkoff side, working with the Federation of State Beef Councils, and as a major contractor for the beef checkoff, he really represents all cattle producers. Of all types of breeding schemes, all types of production schemes, it's not really pitting one type of beef production against another. Buy local, natural, organic, conventionally produced, they all have their markets, they all have their value.
Well, we look at this from the sense that we're about producing healthy choices for everyone. And it's not about pitting a conventionally raised beef product versus one that's natural or organic, because they all have a place. But we feel like that whenever there is a war going on about one method versus the other, ultimately the beef producer in the end loses because we have a consumer that has a sense of skepticism that is higher before the discussion started. So we look at this not from good versus bad, but from the point of view that we need to look at providing healthy choices for everyone. And if they have a preference that's going to require a higher price point, the knowledge, the understanding of why needs to be a part of the dialogue. And we find that the needle is really being moved in the sense of trust that we are building with the influencers, the major influencers out there today, whether they be a nutritionist in the dietitian world, all the way back through a member that might be an influencer from a media perspective. And it's a formula, it's an approach, very hands-on, that's working.
As for our beef that's produced with current up-to-date technology and techniques, some suspicion out there by some consumers. Forrest Roberts says, you start with science, but it takes more than science as an explanation.
Well, we have to not just count on science to be the whole answer, but we have to start with a strong foundation of science, of technical knowledge of what is safe versus what is not safe. And then when we follow from that foundation and build on it from there, what we're finding is that consumers just had an education or knowledge gap that was a mile wide and a mile deep. And once we bridge that first gap with respect to here is what is safe and here is the scientific and the technical information that supports that, we tend to put that aside and now we focus on preference. And what is a preference that's not pitting one method against the other? And that's where it comes back to the ultimate C, where we're really trying to produce healthy choices for everyone. And so that's the approach that we are taking. Naturally, there are a lot of questions around today's beef production technologies, today's modern beef production technologies. They're safe, they're effective, and they're what we need to continue to feed a growing global population.
NCBA's Forrest Roberts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Stay tuned. We're up on our soapbox next as Midday Oklahoma continues. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the southern plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Thanks for listening to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, stepping up to the soapbox today in Ron Hayes' continued absence. Even though most schools started last month, with Labor Day now behind us, the focus on education intensifies. Our state school superintendent last week said that while new standardized test scores have shown some promising developments, they've also shown some deficiencies in school districts across the state. No doubt in the coming weeks and months we'll hear calls from legislators to spend still more money to further solidify state command and control over school districts and to consolidate more rural schools for greater economic efficiency. Just wait and see. While you're waiting and contemplating how best to engage and support your local school district, you might take the opportunity to catch a couple of online videos. Look up Anything by Sir Ken Robinson on YouTube. He is a bridge expert in creativity, and he has given a number of short talks known as TED Talks. TED is short for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. The talks are from some of the finest thinkers of our age. At any rate, Robinson's entertaining and informative talks, he talks about three principles under which life and education flourishes. One, human beings are naturally different and diverse. Two, if you light the spark of creativity in a child, they will learn, many times without great assistance. They are, after all, natural learners. And three, human life is inherently creative. Great teachers understand this and not only pass on received information, but they mentor, stimulate, provoke, and engage. In my experience, the application of these principles is inversely proportional to the distance a given school district is from bureaucrats at the state capitol. In other words, due to their more manageable size, smaller student bodies, and often limited resources, smaller school districts are inherently more creative at helping students learn. As the education debates roll around this year, perhaps we would do well to consider that teaching properly conceived is a creative activity. It is not a delivery system. Standardized tests have their place and are very good at measuring certain outcomes. However, they are but a tool best employed by the creative men and women we bestow with the responsibility of helping teach our children. In my limited experience, the application of these principles is inversely proportional to the distance a given school district is from bureaucrats at the state capitol. In other words, due to their more manageable size, smaller student body, and often limited resources, smaller schools have to be more creative in helping students learn. As the education debate goes around this year, perhaps we would do well to consider that teaching, properly conceived, is a creative activity. It is not a mechanical delivery system. Standardized tests have their place and are very prepared to serve outcomes. However, they are but a tool best employed by the creative men and women bestow with the responsibility of helping our children learn.